His kindness so that you can provide for your family and your life, that you can provide for those who can't provide for themselves, so that you can see the goodness of God and live a life of thankfulness, and so that you can be in a position to do what is His will. Listen to Ecclesiastes 5:10, "He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with its income." This is vanity. "When good things increase, those who consume them increase. So what's the advantage to their owners except to watch while all their money goes away?" Loving money is the wrong attitude. You have to have the correct attitude toward money. If you love money, it'll destroy your relationships with others. It'll destroy your personal contentment. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Be content with such things as you have." That's the right attitude. Don't covet what you don't have. A covetous person is a person that is utterly discontent, and it's so amazing. It doesn't matter what they have. It's never, ever, ever enough. James talks about how you want and you want and you want to consume it on your own lust, and you're never satiated. So the right attitude is absolutely critical when it comes to money. If you have the wrong attitude, if you love it, if you pursue it, look, you say, "Well, what's my motive to go to work?" Colossians, Ephesians, what does it say? "Do your work as unto the Lord." I want to honor the Lord in my work. I want to give excellence in my work. I want to do my best. I'm not pursuing the money. I'm pursuing the testimony of excellent work rendered in the name of the Lord. And when the money comes, I thank Him for the provision. I'm not driven for the money. I'm driven for the ministry. I'm driven for the testimony. I'm driven for the quality of the work that I do. A way I used to think of it as an athlete when I was a football player, because I've always been a person who would like to be able to control all the results, right? I mean, that's what leaders are all about. But I learned pretty fast when I was a football player in college that I couldn't control the outcome, and I had to get over that. That was a very difficult thing for me to accept. I knew what I wanted the outcome to be, okay? We win and everybody else loses. That was the outcome that I desired. That was what I wanted. The problem was, I had that outcome in mind, but I had a whole lot of people trying to prevent me from getting to that outcome. There were always 11 of them on the other side of the line, and sometimes there were three or four on my own side of the line who were doing everything they could to make sure we never achieved that either. So there were just too many variables beyond my control. So I had to come to a point in my career where I decided that instead of being concerned about the outcome, I would be concerned about the effort. That I could control. And that's all I can control.